My name is Lisa Wynn. I'm from Dublin, but I lived most of the last 5 years in Yamagata in rural Japan.
We're going to try some Japanese words. I've got a phrase here which I'm going to try and say in Japanese. Johnny Sexton is getting into position for another long-range drop goal attempt. How do I say that in Japanese?
Okay, I'm going to give this a shot here. Johnny Sexton wa mata chokyori drop goal wo naraiso.
Okay, so here we go. Johnny Sexton wa mata chokyori drop goal en nosiso.
Not bad.
Lisa, living in rural Japan for 5 years, what was that like being an Irish girl in Japan?
It was pretty positive, to be honest. Living in a rural area, I was one of few Western white female foreigners that would be around the town, so to speak. But generally, you know, the more I learned Japanese, the more I was able to kind of settle in and make friends and just get on with life as it was in the countryside.
You're here with a Rugby World Cup green Japan 2019 hoodie. You love rugby. What should Irish fans look out for? What should they know? What tips would you give them travelling to Japan for the first time?
I would say, first of all, not to worry too much about the kind of the cultural differences, and sometimes Japanese culture can seem a little bit forbidding, but actually people are really welcoming and really warm. I guess a few tips would be that it is a very cash-based society, so just have cash on you at all times. It would be the exception rather than the rule that you can use a credit card or a contactless card or something like that. Another tip would be to carry a handkerchief with you. You will see other people doing this. It's not a
carry
weird suggestion.
Hanky.
Yeah, a hanky. It could be a cotton handkerchief or what we would recognize as like a face cloth, like a small towel. Have that in your pocket, A, because it's going to be sweaty, it's going to be hot, but also public bathrooms tend not to have... They don't have dryers or any kind of drying facility, so there will be taps. There may or may not be soap, but have your hand towel with you. I would also say stay hydrated. There's lots of vending machines around, way more so than here.
Hi, my name is Simon Keane. I'm a researcher for News Talk Radio.
Simon, you've spent time in Japan. Not only that, you are actually going to the Rugby World Cup in Japan. You're going to the opening game?
I'm absolutely delighted to say I'm going to see the Ireland-Scotland game. I did apply for the Ireland-Japan game, but unfortunately didn't get that one. But look, one ticket is fine. Absolutely delighted with it, yeah.
You've got friends in Japan. You're big in Japan. You've been to Japan. Give me some top tips for Irish fans travelling to Japan for the first time, like myself.
I found it quite daunting. I think just because the culture is so foreign to us here in Western Europe. But really, after a number of days, I found that there was nothing to worry about whatsoever. They're very open, very welcoming, and very accommodating to those who, for one, can't speak the language, which I would imagine would be most of us. But you know, if you just equip yourself with a couple of key phrases, you're super polite and open to kind of maybe being a little bit creative with how you communicate with people, then you'll have absolutely no problems whatsoever.
The laws are quite different there. Drinking outside is perfectly legal. And it's a very social thing to do. It certainly is a lot more relaxed to drink in public over there. You can buy it from convenience stores of vending machines 24 hours a day. What I would say is that there are a lot of parallels between drinking culture in Ireland and drinking culture in Japan.
And will they run out of beer? I mean, there's talk that Heineken, one of the main World Cup sponsors, are trying their best to make sure that Japan doesn't run out of beer, because you've got all those Irish fans, all those English, Welsh, Scottish and Kiwis and Aussies, and they're big drinkers.
They are, absolutely. But I think we would be surprised at how, you know, popular drinking is in Japan as well. So they're well used to it. You want to just have some general manners and greetings. Obviously, hello is konnichiwa. Good morning, ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you is arigato or arigato gozaimasu. So those are your basic phrases that you need. You might need to order a beer. Biru onegaishimasu.
Biru onegaishimasu.
Biru onegaishimasu.
Bathrooms and public bathrooms, they may not be equipped with hand sanitizers, so just kind of carry that in your back pocket. Yeah, just little things like that and you'll be grand.
Are you going to enjoy it? Are you nervous? Are you worried about the language barrier? Are you worried about the culture shock?
I'm not nervous in in the slightest, particularly for such a massive sporting occasion as well. I have no doubt that is going to be an incredible experience, and it's the same, I can say, for any Irish or indeed European fans going as well. They're going to have a great time.
And can Ireland win the Rugby World Cup in Japan?
I think absolutely. I mean, anything's possible, of course. I think they may not be favourites, despite the fact that they're number one in the world, technically. But look, I mean, I think the lads are going to give it the best go. And look, we've got a great shot. I think we just support them and hope for the best. We'll be okay.
Do you have any Japanese words for me?
For any rugby supporters, it might be essential to know the basics. Arigato gozaimasu, which is a little bit more of a polite form of saying. But let's say you're going to the bar. The essentials. How do you order a beer? It's biru nihai kudasai.
Biru nihai kudasai.
Biru is beer. Nihai, I think, is two, and kudasai is please. So.
So you've got a bit of Japanese.
You have to equip yourself with the essentials. You really do, and it's, you know, little things like that. You know, you'll be okay. Another essential one for those wanting to surf the web or whatnot is Wi-Fi wa mori o desu ka, which is. Is the Wi-Fi free?
Wow, and I love the way there's a little bit of, you know, aggression in your pronunciation. It's quite proper.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I could be insulting any native Japanese with that pronunciation. I imagine that's the case.
Obviously, I have to be careful not to get on the wrong bullet train, the lady carriage, because of the grabby men, the chicken. Is that what they're called?
Chicken. Don't worry, that is really easy to avoid. I mean, I think they're bright pink, and they are only at certain hours. I think it's the morning rush hour in the big cities where they have those female-only cars. But yeah, queuing is quite a big part of just behavior in general in Japan.
So no queue skipping.
No queue skipping. You will see orderly queues formed absolutely everywhere. This can be a good thing sometimes. If you're kind of wandering around a city looking for a good place to eat, if you see a queue outside, join it. It's going to be somewhere delicious if it's that popular. So if you have to wait a little while, that's kind of par for the course if you're at lunch hour or a popular dinner hour. I would say also watch out for queues just to kind of, you know, cater to that group mentality of helping each other and being aware of the people around you. Queues for toilets, obviously. Queues for the trains on the platform. People will practically always queue for the doors.
So you could really miss kickoff if you're not careful. You've got to be organised.
Yes, absolutely. And the trains do run to an absolute timetable.
And they won't wait.
They won't wait
for you. Especially for Irish fans.
Absolutely not. So make sure you're everywhere ahead of time. That would be the best way to approach things.
It's typhoon season there at the moment. Their weather is similar to ours. That's why Japanese cars on Irish roads seem to last forever, because they're just so used to rain and poor weather. What can an Irish fan expect? Something like, for example, we nowadays in Ireland, we love to tap to get money. We love to pay on cards. The Japanese, ultra modern, but there's still cash.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, a little bit of an incongruity there. You know, we have, you know, this perception, as you say, that they're this ultra-modern society, and that is, in fact, true. But there'll be, you know, just little things here or there that you'd notice as you stay longer and longer. So it's very much a cash society. Be equipped with cash and just, you know, be ready for any kind of situation. But like, there are other also kind of interesting little idiosyncrasies that you would never anticipate. So there are no very few public bins around. So if you're
very few bins.
Very few bins. So I think this dates back to when, you know, there were some, you know, some terror threats in Tokyo in particular a number of years ago. If you're carrying, you know, bottles of water, and it's going to be very warm and very humid, I imagine, so that's probably going to be the case, you've got nowhere to put it. So just make sure you have a bag with you, or if you have, I don't know, a banana peel, that kind of thing, if you have a little plastic baggie, just so you're not kind of carrying it around with you for the rest of the day. Something as small as that, you may not realise, but you have to take your shoes off indoors, regardless of where you are. So maybe bring a pair of slippers as well.
So make sure your socks are quite new, no holes in the socks.
You definitely want to make sure you're wearing your best, yeah.
Hello Kitty and a sort of cute visual graphic culture is a huge export.
The manga and those Japanese cartoons with the big kind of eyes that cry.
Yeah, big eyes, like big kind of cartoonish faces and like loud flashing lights cartoons. I'm thinking of all those kind of robot anime and Pokemon as well, of course, is still huge.
What else did the Japanese give us? Obviously, they gave us the Sony Walkman, which no one really uses anymore, but it did develop into, you could say, music on our phones. They also gave us Toyota cars. What else did the Japanese give us?
Yeah, cars and tech are huge, a huge part of industry there. For me, with a background in fashion design, I think of kind of the big designers of like the 80s, like Yohji Yamamoto and Issey Miyake, and their legacy in contemporary fashion is huge. So,
Lisa, you've been to the stadiums Ireland are going to play in. What can we expect?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to go to the tour matches in 2017. Actually, my dad came over and we went together. So I went to the Shizuoka Ekopa, which is one of our match venues this time, and it's a little bit out of the way in terms of getting there. You'd probably stay in Tokyo area and get a bullet train there, and then there's a, I think there was a bus transfer, but it was a fantastic venue, really, really great stadium, and a huge kind of plaza around it filled with tents and stalls and just a real festival atmosphere all around. So I'd say they'll do that, if not more, for the World Cup. Turning up and turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think.